It's a show where we talk about the power of your mind
to change your world around you,
to literally affect
the fabric of your reality.
We talk about this feeling of hope
and joy
and relief. And that is what being aware of your flow does. It gives you a feeling of power again in your lives.
And that is what being aware of your flow does. It gives you a feeling of power again in your lives.
It is the feeling that you bring forward. It is your emotional connection that really sets the tone for what is going to be happening to you and for you. And you know that feeling when you touch it. It just spreads through you. I'm Summer McStravick, and welcome to another episode of Flow Dreaming. Hi, it's Summer, and a quick request before we jump into the show. If you like this podcast, the number one reason Flow Dreaming has grown is because of your reviews. People rely on your opinion, and frankly, they often misunderstand Flow Dreaming. The only way to correct that is through you leaving a few words about the program. So pop over to iTunes or your podcast app and write a review. It means so much to me when you do. Now, on to the show. Welcome to Flow Dreaming. Hi, everyone. I am looking forward to the next, I don't know, half hour, 45 minutes, however long we go. I'm glad you found this podcast. Glad you found, I hope you're finding what you're looking for. We talk about manifesting. We talk about your mind, your consciousness, your intuition. We also look at personal growth a lot. So the origin of this podcast is, of course, flow dreaming itself, the technique. It's also a philosophy. It's a way of looking at the world, of interacting with your life, essentially. So today's topic is a kind of a simple one, a fun one, a real essential core topic to this whole idea of us being co-creators in our worlds, co-creators in life, working both with non-physical and with physical. And the topic is my preferred, my favorite manifesting method. Now, some of you are, you know, you're long timers and you know I'm going to say flow dreaming is my favorite manifesting method. Because I recognize that there are lots of different methods out there to create, right? To communicate with life, with energy, with flow, with your future. Meditation is one such, affirmations, tapping, anything that is altering your communication, altering the way that you are interacting with yourself, your source, and your future. Really, that falls into the big basket of co-creation, law of attraction. Throw it in there too. So what makes flow dreaming different, unique? Why do I like it? Why do I think it's so effective? We're going to look at that today. So buckle up, get prepared. We're going to do some flow dreaming as well. Before we do, a few little interesting notes. Yes, there are lots of things happening at the Flow Dreaming Shop. The spring has sprung, and so has some beautiful remodels at the shop, which you're going to be see coming out in the next couple of weeks to make it much easier to navigate. And yes, hint, hint, I am about to finally launch an app that will allow you to search and look up Flow Dreams on your phone, purchase them on your phone, keep them on your phone, download them on your phone, listen to them on your phone or your mobile device. So look for that too. If you're on my mailing list, you're going to get a note about it. You can find that mailing list at flowdreaming.com. Okay, next up, what's my preferred method? Why do I choose flow dreaming? And what is flow dreaming in that it's such a great tool for making things happen? So I was thinking today, what do I do? If I had to describe to somebody what I do the moment I make a decision to create something, right? I'm looking for something. I'm creating something. The first thing that comes to me, this becomes kind of my manifesting method. By the way, this is something I teach extensively at Me School, in Me School, which by the way, it's not too late. You have another week or two. Of course, if you're listening to this In retrospect, it may be closed, so you want to double check and see if the school is open or not for enrollment. But right now, we still have just two more weeks left. Anyway, the manifesting method, I'm going to distill it into a nutshell for you here. The first thing that I do is I make this kind of emotional decision in me. What do I want? Right? What do I need? What feels good? What feels good? And then I just let myself fly around, buzz around like a little fly in the air. Is it something that I see precisely? Do I know exactly what would make me feel good? Say, I want to take a trip on spring break. I want it to be flawless. I want it to feel great. I want it to shape up and just happen for me without having to do intense planning. And, you know, because right now I feel like I don't have time to do that. So I just want to have it happen beautifully. Right, that's an example of a very specific goal that I have in mind. I might also have a goal that's not so specific, such as, this whole spring for me is going to be very fruitful, very mellow. It's going to orient me in the direction that I need to go in, keep me in that direction. I just feel it humming along. I feel things growing, expanding, completing. I just feel this effortless kind of ease in everything that I'm doing all through the next few months ahead. Okay, so that goal isn't connected to anything real specific other than a general kind of condition or feeling, right? So this is an example of how I might choose to do something. What you choose really kind of sets in motion the kind of manifesting, the kind of flow dreaming you're going to do around it. So you want to check, first of all, is this a specific thing or is this a sort of general theme? Let's go right now with the specific thing. So I'm looking at the specific thing that I want, which is a cool little spring break for my family. And I'm noticing, yes, it's a thing, but really what I'm looking for are what I call the emotional endpoints inside of that thing. Yes, I want a spring break, but I want it to be easy. I want it to be not over the top expensive. I want it to be effortless, really. It just kind of happens. It's right. I want it to be lucky that we get the best hotel, that we get the best car rental or the best flight. Right, so now I'm starting to create a whole series of emotions that I actually want to receive from this. I want to receive from it the fact that my family loves it. They have a wonderful time. Everybody's so happy. Now I've just put down a list of, I don't know, 4, 5, 6 different emotions that I expect this spring break is going to give to me and deliver to me. All right, what's next? This is where I start to flow dream. Okay, now that I've done the identifying work, right, my mind or my heart is generating the desire. Then I do some clarification around that desire. What does it feel like? What are the feelings that this desire is going to give me? Next, I decide to drop into flow. So you could say this is part 3. Now, dropping into flow is where we kind of start going off on our, you know, our own path away from all the other disciplines out there. Dropping into flow is a recognition that as a co-creator, I'm creating things both physically and non-physically. I'm creating them myself, and I'm creating them with the help of my non-physical self. I'm taking action in the physical world, and there is likewise action being taken on my behalf in the non-physical world. Do you see what I'm driving at? There is both a yin and a yang. There is it's a two-part series here. Two steps, two aspects to anything you want to create. This is often where people derail, especially when they're practicing law of attraction or other things like that. They derail because they think, I'll just attract it into being. It'll just happen for me. I'll just make it happen. I'll just feel it, manifest it, and there you go. Bam, bam. And they forget. Well, there's the action part too, you know. There's steps you need to take. You need to do something in the material world to get this, as well as in the non-physical world. The other place people derail is they just do action. They don't ever stop to think, what is this going to give to me? How do I feel about this? Am I requesting that it's going to be smooth and easy and good? Or am I just saying to myself, it's just going to be work, work, work. If I work hard enough, if I put enough into it, it's going to pay off. Right? And that's all physical action, physical drive, without a corresponding understanding that it's being co-created for you. And you can get into conflict with what's being co-created for you if you are doggedly, headfast, looking at just the things that you think you have to work towards, because you're not responding then to non-physical. You're in essence ignoring what non-physical wants to give you. So an example would be, you think you've got to work 12 hours a day, 7 days a week, and you've got to deal with this really difficult stuff. And that's just what it's going to be like to be successful. Non-physical, meanwhile, is like, hey, you know, there's an easier way to do this. And we keep trying to put it in front of you and we keep heading your way with it, but you're just not paying attention to it because you're not even thinking about non-physical. You're very stuck and stubborn in what you see and what you've decided on. So we just have to step back and let you go through it. We wanted to give you an easier path. We wanted to give you some beautiful coincidences and synchronicities, but we can't because you're not listening. So those are the two pitfalls people usually get into. However, when you start flow dreaming, you understand both physical action and non-physical action. So the third part, to return to that, the third thing that I do in my little list is I say, I'm going to flow dream now. Now, flow dreaming is a technique. It is a method, a way of moving into an altered state. Right? I consider meditation an altered state. So I don't mean like, woo, I'm going to go way out there. You're not leaving your body here. You're just opening access. If you were a computer, you would be checking the server for your email in the background, right? That's to me what flow dreaming is like. You're always checking in with your God server, your source server. It's going on all the time. And usually you're not aware of it. It's just a program that's happening in the background. But when you're flow dreaming, you're pressing the button, check for new mail. Check for new mail means I'm going to move into this state. What is this state? How do you get into it? This is where it's really unique. I call it guided daydreaming, right? That's the doorway in. We daydream all day long. We are always checking out. We check out when we're thinking about things, getting lost in thought. We check out when we're doing repetitive tasks, when we're driving, when we're doing dishes, when we're on the treadmill, when we're staring at the computer screen. We're checking out. Where are we going to? Oh, right. We come back. Whoops, I just lost some time. Whoops, I just lost 15 minutes. I don't know where they went. You're doing something in that space. You're probably doing multiple things. Yeah, your brain is probably cataloging memories, taking care of business, but there's something else going on. There's connectivity all the way through your being, not just physical, but all the way through into non-physical. So what we do in flow dreaming is we piggyback on that. You're already doing it. Why not do it now with a little conscious intention? You already dream at night. Yet when you decide, I'm going to become a lucid dreamer, you're like, I'm going to wake up during that dream and take control of it. Fortunately, waking up during a daydream is much easier than learning how to do lucid dreaming or waking up at night during your dream. Fortunately, all you have to do to start daydreaming your way into flow is closing your eyes, letting your imagination go, release. And then there are some special characteristics that I like to put into my daydream to help me get into that sensation of flow itself. What is flow? Flow is the natural force of life that carries you forward from birth to death. It's the natural force of the universe from the Big Bang through its ultimate expansion. It's the natural force of life itself becoming more and more beautiful and complex as we went from single little molecules to huge, beautiful, complex beings and trees and mountains and people and ecosystems. The natural force that we are swept in God's hands, in Source's hands, in the universal consciousness, is one of expansion and growth. That is forward flow. It is free of resistance. It is a path of ease. It is the easiest path of everything, the best path, the most attuned path. It's the earth going around the sun. It never stops and says, well, I don't know, maybe I should go backwards or upside down. No, it just flows. It's water flowing via gravity to the ocean. It's you flowing through your life beautifully in perfection. That's the essence of flow. Now, we're the ones who complicate it with all kinds of resistance and sidetracks and saying no, and I don't want this, and I need that, and taking all these side routes, basically. So let's go back for a moment. What happens when you start to daydream and you let your imagination go? Some of the characteristics I bring in are that feeling of motion. I am part of the great being of this world, of the universe itself. Everything is flowing through time into its future. I am too. And I like to feel that as a sense of motion, motion. And so I might daydream things that give me that feeling of motion, like a stream running forward, like me flying through the air like a bird caught in a current, like me, a dolphin in the sea being swept along, carried along the ocean current, me ice skating forward into a beautiful future that just goes on and on, the horizon endless, feeling this powerful forward motion. Perfect and right, nothing in front of me that will block me or get in my way. I feel that sensation. And I further feel how right and perfect and good this place is. How it's the ultimate me, my highest self, all the energies or consciousnesses or masters that I might believe in are part of this landscape. I'm there in this beautiful non-conscious or extra-conscious sort of world that I'm daydreaming into being. I'm feeling this beauty. I'm feeling this perfection. If God had a plan for my soul, I am absolutely looking at that plan and walking in that plan right now. I don't even need to know what that plan is, but I can feel what it would be like if I were. And that is the feeling that I create for myself when I'm in flow. Motion, perfection. Future, movement, divine timing, divine purpose. It's all wrapped up. All right, so some of you are saying, wow, you know, that's kind of enough for me. I'd be good just in that. And you know what? A lot of people are. That's all they do when they flow dream. They don't ask for anything. They don't try to manifest anything. They don't try to pull out any information. They're like, being in that alignment is enough. It's like a rubber band. It snaps my whole life right back into place, exactly where it should be. Because all the things that are out of alignment with that, I'm suddenly not part of anymore because I have snapped into alignment. Right? That right there is totally and ultimately self-correcting. You should do it. Do it at the beginning of every flow dream. If you want to only do that, then just do that. But some of us, let's go back to my desire here for that awesome family vacation. Some of us want to say, hey, I've got some things coming up for me in my future that I want to put some intention around. I want to give the universe, give my flow, give my future some of my ideas about what we should be doing, what should be happening, what I'd like to see, what I'd like to have, what I'd like to experience. This is when I shift. I'm now in a sense of a place of flow. I've imagined myself in there. I've begun to daydream. And just like any daydream, everything is starting to fade around me. I'm kind of forgetting I'm in my room. I'm forgetting my eyes are closed. I'm forgetting my body. I'm forgetting that time is passing. I'm just experiencing these luscious forward waves. This beautiful sense of connection that I myself have created. And yet, just like in a daydream, at a certain point, the daydream takes over and you are in it. And you've lost some awareness of what else is going around you. How do I then talk or communicate or program inside of this? Because right now I'm just making it sound like we're just kind of experiencing what we get. Well, this is where I start using my emotion. I'm having the most wonderful vacation. My family is so happy. This was so easy. And yeah, I'm speaking these words, and I might even speak the words aloud in my mind, and maybe some images will come up of some ideas for places I want to go, or the happy expression on my kids' faces. I can't help it. My mind wants to be involved. It wants to give this stuff to me, so I let it just pour in whatever is related. But mostly what I'm doing is I'm feeling. Remember how I identified those feelings that I wanted this spring break to give me? That's what I start communicating to Flo. I am not telling it. I am feeling toward it. It's like I'm dumping all of my feelings into Flo and saying, read these, respond to the feelings. Not the words, not the images. Respond to the feelings. Here's what they are. Ooh, it's such a beautiful trip. Easy, effortless. Everyone is happy. Oh, we feel so refreshed. We feel so fun and connected. It was just the thing we needed. We're smiling. We're laughing. Oh my God, best night ever. Best day trip ever. Oh, wow. What a great sense. Ooh. Right? You getting that? I'm really getting into the feeling, into the sensation. Now, what's happening in the flow? What's happening in the imagery around me? Well, maybe I'm still feeling myself as that dolphin swimming along in the current, being whatever imagination took me into flow. I might still be that, having these feelings, or the daydream might shift. Happens all the time. Maybe now I'm seeing flashes of my, like I said, my family's happy faces or whatever. It doesn't really matter where you go. It's a daydream. It's whatever you want. What's key is your feelings. And if you don't see anything because you're not an imaginative type, you don't see stuff, no big deal. You don't have to, as long as you can feel it. If you can feel it in a totally blank, soft night sky of nothingness because you don't have any imagery, but you can feel the joyful, ecstatic state. You can feel your kids' faces lighting up. You can feel how wonderful and refreshed you are inside. You have now just communicated your intention. You have communicated not just your intention. It's not like writing a letter to the universe and sending it in the mail. What you've actually done is you have taken a chunk of your life now. The 5 or 10 minutes you've spent doing this, this is a chunk of your existence. And you have molded it and shaped it with a certain set of emotions. It is now part of you. It is part of your existence. It's part of your past. It's part of who you are. You have added it to you. It's like you took a hunk of clay and you just stuck more on top of you and now it's there. Well, what happens when you start changing you, when you start having new things be part of who you are, the great being, because you just experienced it, therefore it is and it will always be part of you? Well, now as your future is starting to read what happens next, one, it's got your intention, two, it's looking at you and what you have just made yourself be more like. This means that if I go into my flow every day, and I keep adding more and more chunks. Here's another 5-minute chunk of a great vacation. Here's another 5-minute chunk of a great vacation. Maybe I have 2 hours of this gorgeous feeling of my vacation. Now when Flo is setting up my future, it's looking at me, responding to me, reflecting what I am. My future is always reflecting what I currently am. It's building itself off of what I currently am. And now it's building itself off of the hours that I've put into this delirious joy about my vacation. Do you think the vacation that's going to come up for me now is probably going to have some of those qualities? Yes. Because if it didn't, the universe would have to search for something else, reject me, and align me to something that I am not actually aligned to, which is the same thing as going backwards. It's hard. That's creating resistance. It's not an easy thing. Your natural course of being is to be in alignment. And your future, your flow, is never going to take you purposely out of that alignment. It knows you're going to do a fine job doing that on your own through your choices and decisions and actions. So now I've got flow working on my behalf. I just described to you how I work inside energy to create that thing. Right? That's the distilled little heart of flow dreaming. Of course, there's much more to it, but that's it in essence. But I don't stop there. Remember, I still have this desire. I don't stop with the flow dreaming. Because remember what I said? It's physical and non-physical. Well, the non-physical part I just took care of. I just did. What about the physical part? Remember how I said people usually break down in one area or another? Well, the physical part is me then saying, I need to look for places to go. I need to start opening up those emails from all of those websites that keep sending me stuff about all these great trips that I keep deleting because I know I can't have one. I need to start opening them up. I need to make some phone calls. I need to start doing some searching. I need to call my brother and my family and find out if they're up for a trip. I need to put some physical effort in here, physical action in here. Now, why do I need to do that? Because that's what it takes physically to do your part to receive what you've asked for. You are doing both physical work toward it, physical inspired action toward it, and non-physical work toward it. Now, the physical work is guided by the feelings, of course, that my non-physical work, my flow dreaming, is creating. I'm going to start looking at things that I think might make my family feel good. I'm going to start looking at a 2-day trip, and then maybe I'll be guided to look at a 4-day trip, and then maybe I'll be guided to go see family, and then maybe I'll be guided to, I don't know, go take a car trip across the U.S. or something. Who knows? But I'm going to put physical effort into it and start picking up the phone and calling places and checking on airfare. Now, flow is able to respond to me as I start making these physical choices. Every time I do something, flow, your future, has to respond to that thing that you've done. If I don't do anything, flow can't respond to it. So it might be busy out there putting together the perfect vacation for me. But if I don't take any physical action toward it, it can't jam it into my life because I'm not giving it any avenues for it to come to me. The more action I take, the more avenues I'm opening. Oh, look, she just did this. Woo, we can insert that in her search on Google. Oh, look, she just did that. Boom, we can insert that in the conversation that she's having with her coworker about how she wants to do this thing, right? She's opening up all these access points through her action. At the end of this, I will make a choice to take a trip, to do something. And I will hope that I've made the best choice. And I may, in fact, have made the best choice for the best vacation because my action and my pre-action, my action and my flow dreaming lined up together and gave me that perfect, beautifully manifested trip. On the other hand, perhaps I got a little off track. Perhaps I didn't really stay in alignment. Perhaps I got swayed by things. My heart wanted to go to Palm Springs for 4 days, but my head said, that's too expensive. Why don't you just go, you know, stay with your mom up, you know, and do that for a few days. What if my head took over, pulled me off track? I would get a vacation. Is it the best one? The one that Flo was lining up for me before my head said, no, and started putting all of these conditions on it? Well, maybe that happens. What do I do then? In other words, I don't automatically expect that just because I do this process, the very best thing will 100% occur. I know the universe is working 100% on my behalf. It's me. I'm the one that screws it up. And I might, because of all my little foibles, all of my little insecurities, all of my money fears, all of my head stuff that comes up. What do I do then? What if I end up in a less than perfect vacation? The very best thing that I know is that at any point in my journey, at any point in either creating, manifesting, or receiving and experiencing what I've asked for, I can always go back into flow and say, fix this, correct this, make this better. I don't like this. Make it better. Change me, move me. Whoa, I got off track. Remember, your future is unfolding every single second. Just because it may feel like it's going down a crummy path right now, in 10 minutes, it could totally, like a river, jump its track and go in a new direction. You guys ever had that happen? Happens to me all the time. Like I'll have a real crappy morning. You know, it's like everything will go wrong. You know, I go to the post office and I've got to get something out of the post box. I got the little green slip and I look at the line and it's 42 people long. And I think, oh, now I got to come back. And then I go to, you know, the department store or Target or whatever, and I'm looking for my, you know, my contact lens solution, and they're all out, and then it's like, oh, another thing. And then I'm in the road and I'm driving and somebody yells at me and I'm like, I didn't even know I did anything bad. And I go, wow, you know, I'm in a bad track. So I go, okay, I'm going to come home. I'm just going to stop this. Just going to, no, I'm not going anymore. I'm going to stop this cycle of energy. And I come home and I have some tea and I sit out in the sunshine and I clear my mind and I just shift. I do some flow dreaming. And then the rest of my afternoon is perfect. It's great. You've had this happen before, right? You've had things completely just shift, or everything was going great and then boom, something bad happened and then it seemed to snowball. Ooh, it just, the rest of the day went downhill. Happens all the time. We shift in and out of alignment. We're on that free, easygoing path and then boom, we stumble out of it. The beauty of this, the way that it actually works on your behalf, is that if you should get yourself into something that's not great, let's say I picked that crummy vacation, do I then need to feel like, oh, it's just going to be terrible, terrible, terrible. I just got to get through this. Or do I go back into flow and say, shift me out of this. I don't know what needs to happen. And then, boom, I get moved to a better hotel room. And boom, suddenly I'm being comped, you know, some, you know, free, you know, room service. And then, you know, boom, something else happens. And I'm at the, you know, the tourist city office. And they say, oh, we've got free tickets to go take your kids to this water park. You know what I mean? It's like, okay, now things are shaping up. Now they're getting where they need to go. Flow lets you change. That's the beauty of this power that you hold. You can change on a dime, meaning that you don't really need to fear that you make a bad decision. You don't need to fear if it starts to feel like, this isn't what I wanted. Don't go into fear. Don't go into lack around it, or you'll snowball it. Once again, go back into flow, go back into your power and change it. Bring it back into alignment. Always remember, I have the power at any time to bring it back into alignment. This is why this is my favorite method for creating, my favorite method for manifesting. Because I am always in a position of power. I'm being asked to participate fully physically in my life, make choices, do things, take action, live. You know, I have a physical body for a reason. It's so I can do physical stuff with it, physical things toward my goals. If I thought it was all just about thinking you shall receive, well, I could be non-physical, and that's all we do, folks. We want to have the physical aspect of getting toward our goals. We're here to experience that dual aspect. So do it joyfully, with love, with excitement. Perfect it, right? It's not perfect. But the more you practice, the more perfect it gets in your lifetime. The more content, the more happy you end up being, the more carefree. I mean, who here is carefree? Raise your hand, right? Like, none of us. When was the last time you were carefree? Yeah, you were about 8. 9, maybe. And then you started to care and worry. Carefree is, life is going to take care of me. Someone's going to take care of me. And that's how we all were as kids, until we had our first experience of, someone can't take care of me. And mom broke our heart, or dad broke our heart, or someone divorced, or someone hurt us, or someone was, you know, abusive toward us. And then we stopped being carefree. We stopped having that trust in life. Yet we all look at kids and think, gosh, I wish I could be like that. I wish I could be so happy, just in that state of contentment and trust. Because that's what every 3-year-old has, trust. Trust in the universe, trust in themselves, trust in you, trust in life. Isn't it funny that that gets broken in us and we spend the rest of our lives trying to recapture and get back to that state again? Because that's the state of joy. That's the state of freedom. That's the state of contentment. That's the state of, I might pick a lousy vacation, but you know what? I can always pick to have it corrected. I can always say, curious flow, I don't know why that happened. Let's get back on track. This is my favorite method because it's comprehensive. It's holistic. It means that every time I'm manifesting, creating, or attracting with air quotes, I'm actually affecting my entire life. I'm affecting how all the patterns of my life are humming and swinging together and being woven into my future. Because I know at any given time, I don't just have one desire. I have multiple desires. I have 50 or 60 different desires that I've launched out there saying, I want this, I want that, let's be this, let's be that. And my flow is working to align me to every one of them. And what a huge workload that must be to line all these desires up together with all these people and all these future potentials, woo, way out of my hands. That's why I trust flow with that. That's its part. I just say what I want. And that's why flow dreaming is my ultimate manifesting method. Hope it will be yours too. If you want to know how to do it, I think you're going to hear a little break promotion that says, just go get the free kit at my website. Please do that. It teaches you in great detail. And then go to the manifesting shop. Check it out. I have flow dreams for creating hundreds of different things in your life. Like seriously, hundreds of topics and playlists, which are groups of flow dreams that you can do together that seem to holistically kind of work beautifully and perfectly together to create your desires. So go check that out, and I'll be right back. We'll do a short little flow dream right after this. Hey, it's Summer again, and we're on a break. But this is where I catch you up on a couple of things that can really help you go much deeper with flow dreaming. First, if you're wondering, how do I flow dream? What is flow dreaming? Then I have a free kit I created to teach you how to be in flow, how to talk to flow, how to manifest in your flow. Go to flowdreaming.com, enter your email there, and you'll get my tutorial on how to do all of this. I also give you a free flow dream to get started with. And this gives you the first step toward creating a freaking awesome life. And it also puts all of the concepts that you're learning in this podcast into context. So pop in your email on my homepage, flowdreaming.com, right now. Why not? We're on break. And I'll send it right to you. Then if you want to go a step further, you can begin expanding your library of flow dreams, which are these emotionally delicious audios that help you grow your power and manifest your future. This is the stuff. This is what we actually work with, how we do it. And they're on all kinds of topics. You can end fear, you can get unstuck or find your perfect career, be seen, get out of debt, find your soulmate, clear your body of toxins. It just, the list is practically endless. These playlists are very powerful and very effective. In fact, I get emails every day with thank you notes from lottery winners, people who've just gotten married, people who got these huge unexpected bonuses at work, or they've reduced massive amounts of pain or debt, or they've healed themselves either inside or in their body. So please visit the shop at flowdreaming.com and see how you want to begin changing your life. Now, back to the show. All right, welcome back. Go ahead and close your eyes. We're just going to go in there for a few minutes, a short one. But I want you to have the experience of that beautiful alignment that I spoke of earlier. So take a deep breath, and as you exhale, I want your shoulders to drop. I want your neck to loosen. Roll your neck. Release your jaw. And relax. Relax. Another deep breath. Now let your imagination wander. You're going to see something. I'll tell you what to see. But you can go anywhere. You don't have to stay with what I'm showing you. Right now, though, you're seeing a sunlit path through a dappled forest. Tall trees on either side. It's mystical. It's beautiful. the warm, soft sunlight filtering down. The trees are beautiful. The path in front of you is very clear. No chance of getting lost here. This path just meanders on and on. You can't even see where it ends. There it goes, just so far into the horizon. And you are taking beautiful, rich breaths of air as you swing your arms and you walk forward on this path with this beautiful kind of alignment and focus. You're so strong. Your body's carrying you. Your body feels almost weightless, aligned. This path is yours. It's singing towards you. It's singing for you. You hear as the music of the spheres around you, the rustling of the leaves, the light wind of flow. Your future is against your cheek. You're walking into the face of time, to the moments that you're continuously being gifted one after another, like breadcrumbs you're following one after another. Here's more time for you. Here's another moment. Here's another moment. Look what we put in it. Look what we put in it. And you're eager. You're gobbling them up. You're pulling them up and stuffing them in your pocket. So excited, like a little child. Maybe they're not breadcrumbs. Maybe they're beautiful diamonds or rubies, emeralds or sapphires, something of great value. These little moments of time, and you are so aligned into this. You are so perfect. Everything here is exactly right for you. You are where you should be going. You're doing what you should be doing. Everything around you is exactly right. It's exactly what you've created, what you've asked for. You are right and perfect. And your flow is drawing you forward, dancing you forward, skipping you forward. You're in total and perfect alignment. You feel so wise, feels powerful, feels right. You're feeling how you have all the choices in the world. You can make any choices you want. This has been gifted to you, and yet you make these choices in this bed of beauty, divine timing, abundance, and these continuous gifts of future for you. And you realize, this is where I want to be all the time. And then another part of you realizes, I am here all the time. A part of me is always aligned like this. Perfect and beautiful. All the time. My source self, my soul self, it lives here. This is where it is always operating from. And it allows me to just kind of wander off and play. But whenever I want to come back into this perfect and beautiful alignment, it is always there. And knowing this, I feel free now to open my eyes. Let the daydream dissolve. And now I return from flow. And there you have it. Hope you enjoyed that little taste of being in flow and being in alignment. So to wrap things up this week, I will see you all next time, same place. I hope to hear from some of you slipping into me school right under the wire. Come do it now. Please don't wait another year. Jump in. At least find out. Discover. Why not? What's the risk? Nothing at all. So I hope to talk with many of you in the next week or two. And I'll see you again. Lots of love. Happy flow dreaming. All right, that wraps up our episode today. But before you go, two things. One, you can get the Flow Dreaming app in the Google, Amazon, or iTunes app stores. It allows you to search and sort, to mark your favorite episodes. It's completely free to download. And it gives you access to the latest several dozen of these episodes, as well as to the premium episode library, where there are more than 400 episodes that date back 10 years. The app's free, so go download it now at Flow Dreaming in the App Store on your mobile device. And last, if you love my show, I'm going to give a shout out to my mom's podcast. It's called The Dear Venus Show. And she's an amazing intuitive and a medium and super, super funny. Search the words Dear Venus in your podcast directory or online, and that way you can find her too.